Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Friday, and with us, as he is each and every Friday, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, from City View. Who knows better what to do than City View?
Amen, Michael.
Amen, amen. Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
All right. Pass the plate, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. We're on a roll now. Where have you been, Jeff?
I've been good.
Yeah.
Weather's nice.
It is, huh?
It's nice getting outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too bad we don't get outside. I mean, all I do is work.
Right.
Anyway.
Amen. Yeah.
But maybe you'll have some ideas for us for into the weekend, next week maybe, stuff to do.
I do, as a matter of fact.
With City View. Go. Yeah, what do
you
got?
You bet. If you want to start the weekend with a bang.
Yeah? Fireworks?
Guns.
Oh, cool. Is that the Capitol?
Opportunity to buy guns on the cheap at the State of Iowa Firearms Auction.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Hey, now, what do you say?
Yeah. Say hands up.
Hands up. Yep.
Iowa Department of Natural Resources will be auctioning off the arms they've confiscated. Firearms, bows, hunting equipment. Seven. The auction starts at 8:30.
So we have a Saturday auction. Where's this at?
Guns. At the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds.
Yep. The Pioneer Livestock Pavilion at the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah. Do you believe in ghosts?
Casper.
Casper. Just Casper.
Just Casper. Yeah.
So, the Des Moines Social Club, Turn of the Screw, it's a play told with evocative imagination by only two performers, and it's an adaptation. This adaptation provides the famous story of suspense, horror, and the supernatural.
Suspense, horror, and the supernatural. Sounds like my first wife.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Did you say that out loud?
Yeah, of course I did.
That's the Social Club downtown. plays tonight. At 7:30, also plays various times through the end of the month.
So this is going on at the Des Moines Social Club through the end of the month.
Yep.
Nice. Spooky.
Yeah. It's prom night rewind.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't we talk about this? Or somebody was telling
different.
Me about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what'd you hear?
That this is a way to step back in time.
That's right. The ultimate 80s dance
there
party.
There you go.
So grab your hairspray, Michael. Put on your parachute pants and pump up the Miami Vice soundtrack as you head to Prairie Meadows for Prom Night Rewind.
Nice.
Spasmatics will be playing, the live blend of 80s hits. Signature drinks are available, and so will awkward prom-style photos.
Awkward prom. This is Saturday.
At 6:30, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it should be fun. Sounds fun. If you like prom.
Yeah.
Okay, also tomorrow.
I went to my prom, I think.
How was it?
Well, it was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I still have a scar. You see that scar right there? That's prom.
Really?
Yeah, on my chin. Now I let my prom date into the car, went to scoot around the back of the car, and as I did, I was in a tux with those slippery shoes.
Yeah.
Hit an oil slick, went down.
No.
Yes.
Kind of put a damper on things.
Yes,
it
did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All those scary prom nights.
Yeah. So be careful, kids.
Yeah.
How are you? Are you skilled in the art of bag tossing?
I am not. No. I have seen it done.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
So there's a tournament going on. It's for a good cause. Bagging Cancer. It's a bags tournament benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. All proceeds from the 64-team bags tournament will benefit the LSS, and that'll be going on. It's hosted by Trisha Gagno. She's a candidate for Woman of the Year for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society. Your daughter had it. I actually wrote a story about it in next month's, this upcoming City View.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that'll be at the Baymont Inn and Suites. Inn and Suites on Army Post Road, 6221 Southwest Army Post.
And that's coming up when?
That's tomorrow.
Is that also Saturday?
Yep, 5 to 10.
All right, Saturday. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and you can register at the door for that.
Okay.
Yep.
Bags.
If you're good. Okay. All weekend, have you ever eaten green eggs and ham?
I am green eggs. Sam, I am?
I am.
Yeah.
Well, here's a chance to get your fill of Dr. Seuss.
How fun.
Seussical the Musical.
Seussical the Musical.
That's what it's called. Johnson High School kids are putting it on at Johnson High School.
Nice.
It'll go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so all weekend. Dr. Seuss' most loved characters, the Cat in the Hat, Horton the Elephant, Miss Gertrude McFuzz. Join them all.
That would be great fun. Johnston, good for you guys.
Fun for all ages, yeah. So it's Sunday at 2 p.m., Saturday at 7.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice. What was it called?
Seussical the Musical.
Seussical the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Indeed. All right, so this isn't history class.
Okay.
But the Des Moines Women's Club is presenting historical presentation at Hoyt Sherman.
Great venue.
It's a recreation of an 1877 open house involving the owners of the house, Major Hoyt and Sarah Sherman.
Ah.
So they put on the show what an open house would be like in 1877 at Hoyt Sherman.
At Hoyt Sherman.
Portraying Hoyt Sherman.
You know, this piece of trivia just always is so cool. You know, Hoyt Sherman was the brother of General Sherman. You know, Sherman's March to the Sea?
That's right. Wow. William Tecumseh Sherman.
Yeah. It's just fascinating that we have that history here in town.
It is. It is really neat.
And it's a great venue, and it's a really neat place to go.
Yep.
Nice.
And actually, General Sherman, the fictional or the representation of him, will be on hand at the show.
Yeah,
yeah. So the whole family will be there talking about whatever they talk about.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I think one of the other Shermans, there's three brothers, I think, if I remember this correctly, and one of the brothers was a Treasury Secretary or something like that. I don't know. Never mind.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's something else there.
Mm-hmm. But interesting. Okay, more history.
Yes.
Lions and Tigers and Bears.
Oh, my.
You got it. Another blast from the past, Def Leppard and Poison and Tesla. Oh, wow.
No.
Yes, get out of here. Monday at Wells Fargo Arena.
Poison, Def Leppard, and who?
Tesla.
Tesla.
Mm-hmm. Three rock and roll powerhouses from yesteryear.
That would be yesteryear.
It's going to be sweet. If you haven't witnessed the bands that brought the world, Pour Some Sugar on Me, Unskinny Bop.
Skinny,
now's the time. That's just the way it is.
It is. Yeah, just the way it is. How fun. And this is Wells Fargo Arena Monday.
Monday.
Oh,
yep.
Nice. Yeah, go.
Get your
big hair on or something.
Amen.
You know? Yeah.
Next week, batter up, play ball. We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher. Historic baseball rules apply as the Walnut Hill Blue Stockings take on a team of volunteers in 1870s rules baseball contest at Principal Park.
Nice.
No overhand pitching is allowed. These are how the old rules were. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
So, also, the hitters suggested to the pitcher where they would like to see
a suggest?
Pitch. Yes.
How nice. How civilized.
Exactly. They didn't wear gloves,
yeah,
so no mitts. And even if the ball bounced once, it's still an out.
What?
Yeah. Just couldn't bounce two or more times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then the rules evolved as it went, but those are some of the original rules. There was originally three sets of rules, but that's a long story.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
And so that's at Principal Park, 6 p.m.
What day?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yep.
All right. That's worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and there'll be a Cubs game that follows.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Also Thursday, LeJames International College is hosting a carnival night to benefit one of their former students is suffering from Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Got it.
So that'll be April 27th from 5:30 to 7:30. There'll be face painting, games, snacks, music.
Stuff to do.
And if you're interested.
Bags?
Karaoke.
Oh, karaoke. Ah, there you go.
How's your karaoke?
Not as good. About as good as my bags. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the metro. I've got one for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Saturday night, mm-hmm. Lake Panorama.
Okay,
it's pets. It's an opportunity for people to go on Saturday night to the fur ball up there. Yeah, And what this is for Panora Pets Rescue.
Okay.
Protecting Even the Strays.
Nice.
Tickets are available online. It is a great adventure. And it's a really worthwhile cause. They got all kinds of silent auction items and things. So it's you can pick
that
up some
fun.
Cool swag. Yeah. It's up at Lake Panorama. And it is going to be Saturday night.
Awesome.
So, starts at about 5 o'clock, I think, or something like that. Yeah.
You going to pick up a new pet?
I'm going to be busy. I think my bride's going, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might wind up with another member.
No. We have plenty. As a matter of fact, all of our puppies, our fur kids, all came from Panora Pets. So all of them, yeah.
So there is a pattern.
Oh, yeah, there's a pattern. Yeah.
Tune in next week, folks.
Whoop, whoop. All right, thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
All right, good stuff going on. City View, they know what to do. And that was Jeff Pitts, our lifestyle contributor. We got to smooth that out of here, kids, because it is almost 6 o'clock, and that means we turn into drinkers. We turn into something. We got to go home. On the controls tonight, as he is each and every night, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively, by the way, for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, for our guests, for the restaurant of the week, everything that's been going on, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, at 5:05. Oh, no, we're switching times next week. We start at 5 o'clock, not 5:05 anymore.
All right.
Yeah, we added another 5 minutes to the program. 5 o'clock on Monday. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.